Oh, you're such a tease,
yeah,
Kevin.
Yeah, he is. So the president of the United States is taking some heat in the blogosphere for the comments that he made during his interview that was heard last night on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. Here's the audio, I believe, from the discussion that they had. We may have to go through a commercial. Let's see. Yeah, I got to skip the get to skip the commercial video here, and then we'll go right to the Daily Show.
Did
All
you?
Right. Here
did,
we go. Here.
Oh, you got it.
Yep. Oh, that's a little. Okay, there's the president. He's about to sit down.
I don't know if you get that.
Oh, that's the debate from the pictures. Picture. Yeah, they had the pictures of Michelle happy at one debate and really unhappy at the other.
Which?
Okay. Yeah. 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 Okay.
Here, John. You know, I think, obviously, I had an off night.
Mm-hmm.
The presentation
this is the
wasn't
debate.
The way it,
uh-huh.
it needed to be, but
right.
The issues haven't changed. They didn't change after the first debate, and they didn't change in the second debate.
The difficulty, the perception seemed to be that state was on a different page than you.
Now, this is Benghazi.
If four Americans get killed, it's not optimal.
If four Americans get killed, it's not optimal.
Really?
He actually said that.
Gracious. So what number is optimal?
Right, exactly. When is it an okay situation? And now what he did is he picked up the phrase that Jon Stewart used when he asked the question, because Stewart said, is part of the investigation helping the communication between this, the intelligence divisions, because I would say, even you would have to admit, this was not the optimal response. And so he picked up on the word optimal. But again, when we're talking about four Americans dying, really? Optimal? Hillary's not going to run for president. I know you...
We said that earlier in the week.
Yeah. Well, apparently she had already said it to Marie Claire magazine. They've got a hard-hitting softball interview coming out with her. She says she will leave politics after President Obama's first term, which probably disappoints her red-nosed husband tremendously. The affirmation comes in the interview. Marie Claire released that so that you would run to the newsstands next week. And, Kat, I know you'll be buying a Marie Claire magazine. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Or do you have a prescription?
A prescription.
I have an optical
You may need one
prescription.
After.
Yeah, you have an optical prescription for that. Anyway, she also, but an interesting thing that she did also was she talked about an article that was in Atlantic Magazine that it was by a former State Department staffer on women, quote, having it all. And Hillary offered her opposing view. She said, you know, I can't stand whining. I can't stand the kind of paralysis that some people fall into because they're not happy with the choices they made. You live at a time when there are endless choices. Some women are not comfortable working at the pace and intensity you have at work in those jobs. Other women don't break a sweat. Of course, the same thing is true for men, but, I mean, she's basically telling women, hate to use the phrase, man up. I mean, if you don't like it, quit whining and move on to something else.
Exactly.
Hillary.
Did you see the thing with Biden yesterday?
No, what did he do yesterday?
He kept asking people in the crowd and the people in the podium and stuff behind him talking about the wars and people that we had lost. And he was saying that we were in war in a war in Iraq and in Iran.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Are we?
Yes.
I had no...
Reed was sitting behind him. He said, okay, now everybody raise your hand if you know somebody that's at war in Iraq or Iran, and you hear the crowd cheer. And Reed raises his hand.
Ah. Really? Where was he speaking, you know?
I don't remember.
Wow. Wow.
I remember going, really? In Iran?
I didn't know we were over there. Yeah, we're warring over there. Dang. Now, yesterday, Whoopi Goldberg is not the smartest knife in the drawer. I think we probably knew that.
She's smarter than a lot of other knives.
Well, that's than other knives. But yesterday, on The View, Ann Romney is on. And the whoopster starts talking to her, and she says to Ann Romney, as First Lady, if you get the job, it's going to entail a lot of things, and one of those things is going to be talking to mothers whose children are coming home in bags, you know, from wars. Now, I believe that your religion doesn't allow you to go fight. After a pause, Ann Romney says, no, that's not correct. We have many, many members of our faith that are serving in the armed forces. So then Whoopi goes, I say that because when I read about your husband, what I read, and maybe you can correct this, that the reason that he didn't serve in Vietnam was because it was against his religion. That's what I read. Again, Ann Romney, no, that's not correct. He was serving his mission. You know, I have five sons. They have also served missions. None of them has served in the military. So somehow Whoopi got the idea that Mormons could not serve in the military. That's okay, Whoopi. You could either be right or wrong. You just happen to be wrong.
There you go.
So last night was the Al Smith dinner. They do this in New York for the Archdiocese of New York, and it's always the deal an election year when you have both candidates there to speak. And they get a chance to have a little lighthearted fun here in the midst of the campaign. So I really think, from what I heard, that Romney had better writers than the president, but here we go. Here's the president.
Everyone, please take your seats. Otherwise, Clint Eastwood will yell at them.
That's not bad.
That's clever.
In less than 3 weeks, voters in states like Ohio, Virginia, and Florida will decide this incredibly important election, which begs the question, what are we doing here?
Uh-huh. All right. And here's the next one.
Of course, New Yorkers also have a big choice to make. You have to decide which one of us you want holding up traffic for the next 4 years.
I thought that's cute. That's cute. Okay.
Tonight, I am here with a man whose father was a popular governor and who knows what it's like to run a major northeastern state and who could very well be president someday, and I'm hoping it is Andrew Cuomo.
Uh-huh. Then there's...
This is the third time that Governor Romney and I have met recently. As some of you may have noticed, I had a lot more energy in our second debate. I felt really well rested after the nice long nap I had in the first debate. Although it turns out millions of Americans focused in on the second debate who didn't focus in on the first debate, and I happen to be one of them. I particularly want to apologize to Chris Matthews. 4 years ago, I gave him a thrill up his leg. This
yeah.
time around, I gave him a stroke.
And finally...
That's okay. I'm still making the most of my time in the city. Earlier today, I went shopping at some stores in Midtown. I understand.
Oh, I cut it off.
Duh.
He said, Mr. Romney was shopping for some stores in Midtown. Okay. Here's Romney, who, again, I thought probably had a better night or had better writers.
I'm pleased to once again have the chance to see Governor Cuomo, who's already being talked about for higher office. A very impressive fellow, but he may be getting a little ahead of himself. I mean, let me get this straight. The man has put in one term as a governor. He has a father who happened to be a governor, and he thinks that's enough to run for president.
That's exactly what Romney is.
Right.
Of course, we're down to the final months of the president's term.
Uh-huh.
As president's...
Yeah. Like that.
As President Obama surveys the Waldorf banquet room with everyone in white tie and finery, you have to wonder what he's thinking. So little time. So much to redistribute.
Yeah. Yeah.
And don't be surprised if the president mentions this evening the monthly jobs report where there was a slight improvement in the numbers. He knows how to seize the moment, this president, and already has a compelling new campaign slogan. You're better off now than you were 4 weeks ago.
That's great.
You know, with or without all the dignitaries that are here, the Al Smith dinner surely lives up to its billing. Usually when I get invited to gatherings like this, it's just to be the designated driver. A special admiration for the Apostle St. Peter, to whom it is said, upon this rock I will build my church. The story is all the more inspiring when you consider that he had so many skeptics and scoffers at the time who were heard to say, if you got a church, you didn't build that.
Yeah. So anyways, I thought he had better lines, but
oh, absolutely.
We should get him on this show.
Yeah, sure. We'll work on that.